And 4 months later, and finally an arrest for this person who took shot after a GOP congresswoman. Find out after this.
I love you.
Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I'm Rayshon Blyden. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Go to politicalbombshell.com and click on Political Bombshell Store and get this beautiful t-shirt. I'm not immune to this. I need prayer. I need more prayer. The mind is always battling me. Addictions are always lurking. Enemy is always tempting. I need prayer just as much as anyone else. PoliticalBombshell.com, click on Political Bombshell Store and grab this beautiful t-shirt. Let's talk about this story here. So 4 months later, an arrest has been made nearly 4 months after shooting death of GOP New Jersey councilwoman. Nearly 4 months, y'all. Middlesex County Prosecutor Yolanda Saccone held a press conference after 28-year-old Rashid Ali Bynum was taken into custody by law enforcement officials from New Jersey, Virginia, and the FBI in connection with the February death of Congresswoman Saraville Burrow. A quote here: "The murder has shaken the community, and no arrest will bring back the late councilwoman," Saccone said after announcing the charges brought against the suspect. "I doubt that New Jersey have the death penalty. However, I do trust that the justice will be found through the criminal justice process. Awaiting extradition from Virginia," that's where he was hiding in Virginia, "Byram was charged with first-degree murder and two gun possession offenses after investigators were able to place his white Hyundai and cell phone at the scene of the crime, the time of Dwanfor's murder. On February 1st, the victim had been in her car outside her Saraville, New Jersey home when she was shot multiple times. At the time, police suspected that she had been targeted, but no motive was identified." And there's a picture of her there. So sad. Even Bynum's arrest, the prosecutor's office did not release details. The pollen is horrible. It's been killing me all day. Let me go back here. Even after Bynum's arrest, the prosecutor's office did not release details related to the motive. However, along with providing further evidence that connected him to the shooting, pieces of the suspect's connection to the victim were revealed. The councilwoman's phone contacts included her alleged murderer with the acronym FCF beside it, which Saccone indicted meant Fire Congress Fellowship, a church that Dwamfor had once been associated with. That fellowship was said to be connected with the Champion Royal Assembly Church, to which the victim belonged at the time of her death. Additional records reveal that on the day of the murder, Byram searched the internet for information on Champion Royal Assembly Church, as well as the area in Sarahville, New Jersey, the prosecutor said at the conference. The prosecutor also detailed that Byram's Hyundai and cell phone were picked up passing through a toll booth in New Jersey. The suspect had searched online for magazines compatible with a specific handgun, and surveillance video was recovered capturing the suspect fleeing from the scene. Additionally, a witness at the scene described the suspect as a thin black male, possibly 5'10 to 6 feet tall in height, having ear-length braids or dreads. Another witness described a suspiciously parked Hyundai observed in the area minutes before the murder. John Wesnensky, attorney for the victim family, spoke with the press after Cyclone's conference and regarding whether a motive was known or not. Maybe the prosecutors know, but certainly they haven't shared that, and and that is something that is subjecting to the family as we speak right now. So I am just, my allergies are killing me. Though questions were not answered following the press conference, New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin did address his comments directly to the victim's family and said, "There are no words that can be said to you that can make you whole." So, my only wish is that New Jersey have the death penalty. I know I shouldn't, but I mean, when you take a life, what do you expect should happen? A life for a life, remember? That's the way I see it. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Go on and get Prison of My Mind as well. Trapped in this mind. The enemy's been working overtime with me. It's tripping me up. I have to get back on point. I'm not going to stray away. Pray for me, y'all. Pray for me.